You've heard the warnings about the use of illegal fireworks, but still people light up the night sky with their private black market displays. If you're caught, it could cost you hundreds of dollars. In addition to being dangerous, illegal fireworks could be very costly. Fines are going up and police are aggressively going after violators. KCRA3's Sharakina Shams is live in Modesto with the price some people will pay for playing with illegal fireworks. Sharakina?
Lois, I'm standing outside Modesto's fire station number one. In Modesto last week, law enforcement officers made a promise that they would be aggressively going after people using illegal fireworks. Not only are they doing patrols, but look at this. Already, they're confiscating illegal fireworks and collecting them, hoping they don't get into the hands of people who would use them in neighborhoods and cause a lot of havoc. They say some people just don't realize the damage this stuff can do. A charred skeleton was all that was left of this North Modesto house last year after illegal fireworks landed on the roof. And this man says his backyard in Stockton was once lit up by a bottle rocket.
But they said if any closer and if there was any wind, my house would have been gone.
In both incidents, no one was ever caught. Law enforcement officers concede catching those who set off illegal fireworks isn't always easy.
You know, you can see things and hear things, but by the time you get to them, you know, people will go inside. People will, you know, they're not just going to stand out front and continue to light them off. So it's kind of a game of cat and mouse, too.
So this year, they've increased the fines for people found using fireworks like these. They're shown exploding in this video shot by law enforcement officers.
You can see them, I mean, for blocks and blocks. I mean, they are humongous, pretty much the kind that you see at a football or baseball stadium.
In Modesto, if you're caught with illegal fireworks this year, you'll pay not $500 but $750 in fines. Already, police have handed out five such tickets since Saturday night. Back out here live, you can see part of the problem is that the packaging can look so deceiving. This brand of firework, TNT Red Devils, are legal, but this particular kind is not legal in California. These are mortars. There's a launcher in there. Authorities say these could do a lot of damage. What you want to look for is that fire marshal's safe and sane fireworks label. That tells you it's legal, and they say if you don't take the trouble to do that, it's not going to be good enough anymore to just tell an officer that you didn't know what was legal and what wasn't. They say next year that fine is going to go up again, this time to $1,000. Live in Modesto, I'm Sharakina Shams. Dave and Lois, back to you.
Thanks, Sharakina.